Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, what's up? It's Vince Del Monte back here with another episode of the Vince Del Monte Podcast, and we have got a super special guest here today. Her name is Jen Gottlieb from New York City, and recently she came and spoke to the Seven Figure Mastermind on publicity and how to get seen in 2021. There was so much positive feedback that my audience has asked if we could bring her back and we could go through the content again and share what's working best right now if you want to gain recognition, if you want to gain authority, if you want to gain profits, if you want to elevate your brand prestige. We are speaking to the expert, Super Connector herself. That's her nickname, and her fiance, Chris Winfield. And they have taken the industry by storm over the last few years and have become the go-to power couple, the go-to experts for, hey, if I want to get publicity, how do I do it? Who do I go to? Chris and Jen are crushing it. And I know that personally because I work with them myself. So as you guys know, I never endorse anyone or bring anybody on my platform if I haven't personally worked with them, if I don't believe in what they do, or I don't know people that they've personally helped. So Jen, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here. And I know just before we went live, I was just congratulating you. Entrepreneur article, CNBC article, and then 5 podcasts, and then Dave Meltzer's IG Lab. You're out there and you're crushing it. It makes me so happy because so many people need to hear from you. And I don't know, it's super exciting. So I'm grateful to be here.
So Jen, let's tell them a funny story. Like, you approached me, you said, Vince, I can't remember exactly. We connected maybe on Instagram. We've known of each other for a long time, but you pushed me like, you need to do this. And I'm like, let's start in January. You need to start now. Why is publicity, like, why did you see something I was missing?
Yeah, here's the thing, Vince. So for everybody out there right now that's watching, I know you're all fitness professionals for the most part. I was once a fitness professional. I was a personal trainer, and then I built an online coaching business, and I was able to build that online coaching business through publicity. That I knew nothing about business. I didn't have a Vince Del Monte. I wish I had a Vince Del Monte in my life at that time. In fact, I hired a coach, and I'm not going to name names, that was not very good. And I actually left that coach, and I was so bummed and so upset. And that's why I dove into using publicity to build up my personal training business and my online coaching business. But Vince, I was so passionate about getting you PR and media because I was thinking back to when I was building my fitness coaching business. And if I would have seen you or heard from you or knew that you existed, because I clearly didn't find you on social media, because sometimes the algorithm does not work for us. And sometimes people cannot, you need to be all places. And I felt so passionate. I was like, God, if I only knew about Vince, if I only knew about him, then I would be able to hire him. And my journey and my trip to making a multi-six-figure fitness coaching business would have been so much easier. And so I know that there's so many people out there that don't necessarily have access to you on social media. Maybe they don't have the algorithm to find you. Maybe they don't know you exist, and they're watching TV, or they're reading articles, or they're listening to podcasts. And so the more out there you are, the more people you can help. And so that's why I was like, Vince, you got to do this yesterday. Because what you're doing is changing lives, not just the people that are your clients, like the fitness professionals, everybody that's listening right now.
I like that. So what are some of the myths? Some, maybe, I don't know if they're excuses or objections or concerns, but what are people saying to you? Let's bust some lies. I think that's really crucial because if I don't believe that I'm ready for publicity, maybe I don't feel like I have something to say, just let's crush a couple of the popular ones. I know for me, I think the first thing I would think, I'm not ready to go on TV. Yeah. I'm not ready to go into a magazine. Can you just speak to maybe two or three that show up on, what do people say to you before? How about we wait till next year? I need to figure this out before I get publicity.
Let's talk about the timing. When are you ready to get publicity?
You're never ready for anything. Let's be real. When was the last time, Vince, that you started something where you're like, I'm 100% ready?
Right.
You never really feel ready. Ready never. Ready is a lie. Ready never happens. And I always tell everybody that if you have a product, service, or story that can help people, you are ready. You were ready yesterday. You need nothing in place to be able to share that story with people and get eyeballs on you. And there's a big misconception. People think that when I start to get publicity, I better have all my ducks in a row because I'm going to be flooded with all of these, this incoming that I can't even handle. And that is a limiting belief that we create to be able to keep ourselves safe and not be visible. It's a lie that we tell ourselves, a lie that fear tells us. And a lot of people say, I don't want to sound markety or salesy. It feels gross to me. I'm not ready to do that because who am I? And imposter syndrome sets in. And I say to them, self-promotion is not gross. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility because if you're not making yourself visible to those people that you can help, those people are going to go buy from or listen to somebody that isn't as good as you and doesn't care as much simply because they can't find you. And an amazing story about that, and I can tell a quick story because this will just flip everyone's mindset right now. We represented this amazing doctor. She was a child psychologist. She helped young adults with mental illness, ADHD, and disorders like that. And she was petrified of being on TV, of being in the media. And she knew she needed to, but it was like that feeling that you just told me, like she didn't feel ready. She felt like an imposter. And so much so that we got her a great TV segment and she was so nervous. She made herself sick and didn't show up. She's like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. We talked her through it. We were like, this is your responsibility. There are so many parents and kids out there that need your help. Finally, she gets on TV. Couple weeks later, after being on TV, a parent reaches out to her of a suicidal teenager and says, I saw your segment about foods that teenagers should be eating or shouldn't be eating that help cure mental illness. And my daughter is highly suicidal. She brought her daughter into this doctor's office. This doctor cured her daughter with nutritional things and things that only this doctor could do. And now this child is thriving. So if this doctor, her name's Nicole, Dr. Nicole, did not get on TV and put herself out there in that moment, even though she didn't feel ready, this child may not be alive. And that is how serious this is. And you guys are all fitness professionals. So you guys are actually helping people with obesity, right? With you can help change someone's life. So if you're not putting yourself out there in all the places where they're watching, listening to, and reading, not just social media, there's somebody out there that could possibly not get your help and it could be pretty bad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The best health advice the government has given in the past year, at least here in Canada, has been wear a mask and get a vaccine. It's like the unhealthy department, not the health department. So like we need people to come on and at least give some, don't be controversial. They're never going to let you come on and say that on TV, but provide some actual positive things. What should I be doing? What can I be doing right now to prepare myself where I'm not getting outside? I'm not getting as much sunshine. So you do have a message. So I like your challenge to question people's, like, why are you even doing this then? Is it just to make some extra money? So why, if you have a message and you say you want to help people, why don't you take it to the next level? And there's that fear of, okay, what if my story's not good enough, Jen? How do you find your story? What makes a great story?
We like to talk about lean in stories. There's two things that we talk about when we teach people how to figure out their story. Number one, your mess is your message. Your mess is your message. So every single person on here, I know, because I became a fitness professional for a very specific reason. It was because I had a transformation within myself. And I think that's very common, probably for a lot of people that are on this Facebook Live. I know for you, Vince, you were the skinny guy and you had this transformation. And that's your why, right? That's your story. And that's a lean in story. Think about that messier part in your life when you had a transformation that could make people really think, wow, he's just like me or she's just like me. I want to know them better because people don't like looking at or listening to perfect people because it's not real. We want to hear the real stuff. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is find your lean in stories. Now, what's a lean in story? A lean in story is when you're having a conversation with somebody and we notice that when we're talking, they could be not really paying attention that much, or maybe they're like kind of halfway paying attention. And then you say something and then they go like this, really? They lean in. You know that happens when you say certain things. For me, I was on VH1 for 14 seasons. I was a host of a rock and roll talk show. Now, I never used to like to talk about that, ever, especially when I was a fitness professional, because it had nothing to do with what I was doing. Now, I realized that when I talked about that, people suddenly paid attention. So I was like, how could I tie this in to my media pitches? Because maybe this is something that the media would like to hear about, because this is a lean-in story. People always all of a sudden lean in when I talk about it. So I actually wrote a pitch including it. And then I got one of the biggest interviews that I ever got on PBS with Joanna Gagas. And she wanted to talk about the fact that I was this VH1 host turned fitness professional. So think about what those lean-in stories are for you and what the mess is, even if it has nothing to do with what you're doing now. That's okay. That's actually cool, right? Because especially because the people you guys are coaching are going through a transformation. So how can you share your transformation?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Who doesn't want a transformation? Like, name one person that doesn't want to change. I think that's why this is what makes you qualified. If somebody's wondering, I'm not qualified. You're actually qualified because you might feel unqualified, but that's what makes you qualified, because you're going through something other people can relate to. If you transformed without having to overcome any mess or struggles, then it's a big deal, right? You were gifted genetically, or it was just handed to you, or just ejected to the top of a mountain. Nobody wants to hear that story. So the struggle, and I love what you said, you know, it comes down to the story. I like to say that your purpose comes from your pain, and your pain comes from your story.
Yeah.
Your pain comes from your story, and then your pain becomes your purpose, because you're going to help other people avoid what you went through or navigate them through it. So that's fantastic. So Jen, how did you actually transition? I don't know if you shared this. So you transitioned from your working as a coach.
Yeah.
And you're working as a trainer, online trainer, using publicity to grow your online fitness coaching business. It's like your, you know, golden ticket publicity, which isn't something most online fitness coaches use, nor is it what hardly any online fitness coaches go to as a strategy or tactic to grow their business. It's typically traditional things, content. They talk about content, messaging, ads, all that stuff is good, and landing pages and that. But everyone's missing what amplifies those things.
Yep.
It's people that see you first as important.
Yep.
I don't think people know this. People don't understand that if I don't see that your position as somebody who's a specialist on their way to expert, on their way to celebrity authority, I'm not going to listen to your content. But if I'm like, oh, this person's important, now you've got my attention. So let's talk about what media gets you. What's the first thing that you would say, if I start getting some media, what's it going to get me?
It gets you credibility and authority, just like what you said, Vince, because I could post on Instagram all day long, but who's supposed to listen to me? Like, why would you listen to me? Who's saying that I'm great? And we all know, even before we became fitness experts or online coaches, we know people like the celebrity fitness trainers. My gosh, what's her name? Who was Gwyneth Paltrow's trainer? What's her name? I don't remember her name. So that shows me a lot. But I do know that Tracy Anderson. Okay. So when Tracy Anderson came on the scene, there wasn't a lot of social media, but everybody knew that she could have been a horrible coach. She could have been a horrible trainer. But because she was Gwyneth Paltrow's trainer and she was all over the media, that gave her that credibility and authority to be able to charge up the wazoo. She charges high premium prices. Here's what PR and media does for you. The second that I started to get seen in Women's Health, in Live Good, in Mind Body Green, on all of the local news channels, on PBS, I was able to up my prices like crazy, because I got that immediate credibility and authority that only mainstream media can give you. Because who's to say, and we came on this call too, and you're like, Jen's the super connector. But I could say I'm the super connector all day long. That doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything. But when the media calls me the super connector, or they call Chris and I the super connector power couple, suddenly we are anointed with that. We are suddenly that, right? It just makes sense. It just connects the dots. And here's the last thing. When somebody is debating on working with you and working with somebody else, so let's say you have a sales conversation or a DM conversation, and they're excited to work with you, but they're actually talking to another trainer on the side, and they're figuring out who they want to work with. You both charge the exact same amount of money. You both have the same beautiful Instagrams. You both, right? You both get great results. They Google one of you has all those media logos under your website, right? Seen on this and this, like good, women's health, men's health, whatever it is. And then they Google more and they see videos of you on TV. And then they look at the other person and they don't have any media. Nobody's said that they're special or that they're anointed or that they have that authority or they're good enough to have the trust of that trusted media source. Who are they going to choose if they're weighing it out?
Absolutely. The media helps your prospects make faster decisions and gives them more confidence and even bragging rights. People don't understand all the buyer psychology that goes on when people hire other people. People want to be able to brag that they want to brag what car they drive and what city they just moved to and what apartment condo complex they're in now, what trip they just took on. They want to brag about who their coach is.
Yeah.
They want to brag. You know what I'm saying? I want to say, yeah, that's my coach. That's my coach. So I think coaches have, it also puts some more a good accountability on the coach to keep leveling up.
Hell yeah.
Their game. I like that too. Like I have, because you don't just get media because a couple strategies and tactics. It's they're going to say, hey, can you speak to this? Can you speak to this? And if they're like, yeah, we've already had that on the show, next. So you have to be on your game, right? If you can be an outlet for them, that speaks volumes, because most people are going to media outlets for their information. They know what kind of information the media is, resonating with. And if they're giving you the opportunity, that's huge. So I think one thing you said, oh yeah, you spoke to something really cool, like what media does for you. They're your own personal blank force.
They're your salesperson. Yeah. Media is your salesperson. I have gotten so many clients that I didn't have on a sales call with simply because they heard me on a podcast, read an article that I was in, or saw me on TV, and they were like, oh, I just want to work with you. I'd love to hear about coaching. And I'm like, great, you want to get on the phone? They're like, yeah, just send me your prices. And like, no sales call. So media is actually can be your salesperson that you don't have to pay, right? You don't have to pay any commission. You don't have to pay anything for that media, and they can be your salesperson. And something else I love about media is with follow-up conversations. And this is what was really powerful for me as a fitness professional and as an online coach. If I was having the conversation with somebody and they did the thing where they're like, I'll get back to you. I've got to ask my husband or my wife or whatever, and I'll get back to you next week or in a couple of days. And then we do that follow-up, right? So I was like, hey. And usually that follow-up was like, did you get to talk to your husband or your wife? Or did you think about it more? Instead of doing that, what I would do is I would say, hey, I was just featured in blah, blah, blah. I wanted to show you because I actually talked about something that we were talking about in our conversation, and they wanted to feature it on Women's Health Magazine, and here it is. And that's an amazing way to follow up and then also show that credibility and social proof. Like, oh, wow, she was in Women's Health. I want that to be my coach. Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Somebody awesome. Else.
So I love it. Is there anything else that we haven't covered in terms of what if I commit to, all right, Jen, you got me. I'm going to commit to getting publicity. Talk to you a bit about the timeline, because I think one thing you had to do when we started working together is like setting expectations regarding, I'm like, I want to get in this one. I'm like, okay. And we're in a process. So speak, I think, to the process of working your way up the ladder, if you will. Just how does this world work?
Yeah. So a lot of conversations I have with people is I'm like, okay, where do you want to be in the media? And they're like, I want to be on Oprah. I want to be on Ellen. And I'm like, amazing. And I believe that you can be on Oprah and on Ellen one day. But in order to get those big national placements, or even like Dr. Oz or The Doctors or any of those big shows, you need to start planting the seed and you need to work your way up. Media is built upon momentum. Now, yes, there are times when somebody just gets lucky and they have a connection. Usually it's because of a relationship or something like that, that they get a big national placement. But usually what I see is even if that happens, they get lucky and they get a big national placement, they still then after that have to work the locals. They have to work the smaller things in order to get the bigger things. And that's just how it works. And so if you need to put the time in and you need to build that momentum and you need to get that reel going, you need to be starting yesterday. And there's so much power in the smaller placements, right? Because actually 20% of the value of media is the actual placement. 80% is what you do with it. So there were so many local segments that I did that you would have thought, oh, okay, maybe not a lot of people were watching it. But I took those placements, those spots that I was on, like Good Morning Washington or whatever, those local networks, and I put them on my social media, or I followed up with sales conversations, or I sent them out in my emails, or I put them on my blogs, or even pushed them out to Facebook ads. And that converted so well because people saw my face, me doing workouts on TV. So that meant that I was a credible source. That meant that, oh, she must be somebody special.
I love what you just said there, because I've been milking my logos for years. Yeah. Once you get the logo, once you're in, obviously we want to take it to a level where you're a consistent guest on these different platforms, to a point maybe you're a contributor, to the point where you actually have a column. I had my own column with Iron Man magazine every month. It was called From Twig to Big. And it was a great publication. And that opened up a lot of doors when they say, oh, you're the guy that publishes every month in Iron Man magazine, Twig to Big. That helped me get in men's health, men's fitness. I had a column with askmen.com, bodybuilding.com. And I could contribute pretty much. I had like just direct access to the editor. And I actually ended up getting endorsements from all of my top picks for my bookstore book, my real book. I had endorsements. It was the section at the start of the book called Praise for Living Large. And I had the editor from Men's Health, the editor of bodybuilding.com, the editor of Men's Fitness. So when you have those logos at the top of your sales page, now we blew out 10,000 books. I'm sure that had something to do with it. When you land on the page, okay, who's this guy? I've never heard of Vince Del Monte before. This book looks cool. I definitely want to build some muscle. Oh, he's been publishing all these publications. Ah, okay, I'll grab it. Give this thing a shot. Those things tip people over the edge.
That's it. Yeah.
So you take, I love trust. They what?
It's borrowed
trust.
You trust Men's Fitness. Like, they've been around forever. You trust them. So if they're saying that Vince Del Monte is good enough to be in Men's Fitness, then okay, he gets that verification from me because I trust Men's Fitness. So anybody that they verify to be in their platform, I trust. Like, I will hire. I will buy their book. I will listen to them.
Got it. I love it. So I love what you said. I like what you said, the 20%, 80%. I hope no one missed that, because I always get these questions. Should I get in this publication? You take any publication. Me and my wife were on the cover of a magazine many years ago, and I don't even know if it's still in existence, but we were on the cover. So we got to call ourselves cover models.
Yeah.
I can use that to launch Cover Model Secrets. I can launch a whole ton of programs, a coaching program. I can create bonuses because people have to be on the quest to gain titles, accolades. And these are the things, again, will constantly elevate your celebrity, that will make your ads convert when you can add that B-roll with a scene in and with the screenshots of being in these magazines and on these different platforms. But then I think ultimately, though, it's going to grow your business, yes. But when Ask Men and bodybuilding.com are coming to me and they're asking me, hey, we need you to contribute an article on this. I had a couple articles on bodybuilding.com. They were the number one article of the entire year. One of them was called Professional Confessions of a Fitness Model. And I went in deep around the amount I sacrificed for 4 months in order to get my pro card. And people were like, holy cow. Some people said, thank you for your realness. Some people said, I'm never competing again. Some people said, I don't want to compete now, because I talked about what happens to your hormones and it supplements your sex drive and everything. And I'm like, and people love the article. Now bodybuilding.com is saying, hey, Vince, can we try and top that one? Can we try and top that one? I'm like, I've got to step in that up. I have to step up now. Man, how am I going to top that one? That was like, so when you put yourself out there and people start to come to you, you're going to be forced to stay on your game and get better, or else they'll find somebody else. So it's a great way to create peer accountability for yourself as well, but with the entire public.
With the world watching.
With the world watching. I like that. Just talk a bit about 2021. We're in a new year here. Like, what are you excited about with regards to media? What are the opportunities for online fitness coaches and or anybody in general? And what should we be like, what should be on my radar?
Yeah. So we're in a really cool time right now, because we are still, all of the interviews for the most part are being done via Zoom. So this is an unbelievable opportunity, you guys. I can't describe content enough to be able to be on any local channel, any national channel from your living room. I have done so many more media segments now than I have ever because I could do it from home and I don't have to travel. So you don't have to pay to go anywhere. You can just literally be in your sweatpants, cute on the top, like chill on the bottom and do a media. And we've had some of our clients doing like national media tours with for their books or to for their launches, because you can literally be like, I could zoom into Texas, Good Morning Texas right now, and then zoom into Good Morning Washington 5 minutes later. So TV, you guys, people underestimate the power of television because we think that social media is like the be all end all. There are so many people, especially for you guys, for fitness professionals, moms that are living in middle America that desperately need your help and are looking for you and can't find you because they're not on social media. They're watching their local morning show. That's what they're watching.
Yeah. Yeah. It's refreshing to hear it too. Like these are, it's things come in waves. Everyone wants to be in TV years ago and then it's now social media. And, but these are, this stays, this is like a staple. If you've been growing this over time, it's only going to amplify everything else you've already done. So I love that. So convenience, you don't have to like get up, you know, fly across the country overnight. I like that. What about in terms of, are there any like news, new outlets, places that you can, that you should be thinking about getting published? Is it magazines? Is it TV? Is it like online publications? Like where are we looking? Are we looking at, there's a lot of different options out there in terms of like, where do I concentrate my efforts? Like, should I start with a magazine? Should I go to straight to my local city's news? Or should I like, where do you where do you start?
You want to get clear on where your ideal audience is watching, reading, listening to, and then you want to make like a hit list of what you want to do. And a great way that we do this, and we teach this in the Beyond TV Bootcamp in a big way, we go really detailed figuring out where you should be and where your targets should be right off the bat. And one of the tools that we use is using FOMO as a tool. And when I say FOMO, I don't mean like the traditional fear of missing out, like your friends are at a party and you're FOMOing, but that feeling that you get when you see somebody else that does the same thing as you and they're on TV or they are getting the media and you open a magazine and you see them, or you're scrolling in Men's Health and you see them being featured and you're like, holy crap, that should be me. And you feel that feeling in your gut, that should be me. If you feel that for somebody, instead of letting that, you know, take you down the rabbit hole of depression and comparisitis and all those things, actually look at it and be like, oh my God, okay, this person is showing me exactly where I should be in the media. Where are they? What articles are they writing? Who's writing about them? What journalists are covering them? What podcasts are they on? What news channels are they on? Because those are all of the channels, journalists, writers, producers, podcasts that are covering what you talk about. So just look at who you're FOMOing over and follow them down the rabbit hole, follow them down the yellow brick road and see where they're at. And that'll give you a really clear roadmap as to where you should be.
I like that. It's just reverse engineering and obviously committing to the goal of getting publicity and then starting to study where's my competition showing up and then trying to get in contact with some of the editors and potentially positioning my angles in a way that they're going to say, yeah, we'd like to connect with you. Jen, I know you've got a full-blown 5-day challenge, the 5-day Beyond TV challenge. I've never seen that offered before. I've never seen anybody create that opportunity for people. The 5-day Beyond TV challenge, is that really possible? Can you really do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it used to be called the Beyond TV challenge. We changed it to the Beyond TV Bootcamp because we don't want people to confuse this with a lot of people are doing challenges and this is much different than a traditional challenge. It's much better. And we actually end up going for 8 days because we bonus a couple of days where we bring on a producer from a major show. I'm just going to say it might just be the biggest show in America. We bring in an executive producer to come on and do Q&A with people in our bootcamp. Wow. But it is 5 days. It ends up being 8, technically 5 days, where we teach you all of the tactical tools and strategies that you need to be able to get on TV. People get on TV, They have massive transformations. And listen, you don't have to be an expert on camera. You don't even have to have ever been on camera before in your life. We have so many people that come on that have never done a Facebook Live before, that have never even pressed go live or record on a camera. And they come on because they're like, I know that I need to get better at this. And we help with mindset, with building confidence, with on-camera skills and tips and tools. And then most importantly, how to find those media outlets that you know that you'd be great for. And then how to pitch to them, how to write a pitch, how to dive into your messaging, how to talk about what you do, and then how to get picked up on TV. It's epic. It's starting February 22nd. And I know, Vince, you have a link, so you can drop it for everybody.
Yes, I'm going to drop it in the show notes, everybody. And we've already had a lot of our seven-figure mastermind members enroll. They actually were enrolling, I think more than 24 people enrolled while you were talking. I had our last talk. So that's why I wanted to have you back as well. I wanted you to just again, invite people to take you up on this opportunity. The price might set them back. It's a whopping, probably the same price they'll pay for a bottle of wine. So yeah. Unless you can't afford a bottle of wine, you might not want to be a business owner because you're going to have to invest a lot more than that over the coming years. But it's a no-brainer price point, and I strongly endorse it and recommend it. And just for those who don't know my story, I hired a publicity team, I think back in, is actually the same individual who worked with Tony Horton after 2011. I met her at a show and I said, you represent Tony Horton. And she basically started helping me get in all the magazines and she started doing all the pitching for me. And I actually introduced her to a couple of my buddies who all went on to writing New York Times bestselling books. And she just basically got publicity for us. She was the one who helped me get in all those columns. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This was something I was doing back in 2011. And so I'm saying this because I started this early on in my fitness journey. So I'm telling people right now that you want to sign up for this and you want to go through all 8 days. You want to show up and Jen and Chris are going to walk you through how to make this a part of growing your business. All right. Yeah. A lot of people who don't do this are going to compete with people that do have this. So my question to you is, how are you going to compete with somebody who's got an elevated reputation on you? All right. Strategies and tactics are great, but at the end of the day, this is a conversion game. Yeah. So I'm strongly recommending this and I'm going to sit in on some of the sessions as well. So you guys will see me there. And Jen, thank you so much. Any final words of advice or encouragement when you start this journey? I know this is like with anything in life, it's what you make of it, right? It's not like you're going to be on all the publications in 3 months. I wanted to share. This is something, and I committed to working with you guys for an extended period of time because I appreciate the process that it's going to take to get on some of these, into some of these larger publications, but I'm committed to the process. So just speak to the, where does your mind have to be? Like, who shouldn't do this and who should do this? And then let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So you guys are all fitness professionals and I love talking to you guys because I can relate to you so much and I can speak your language because this is what I did for so long. And it really is, you guys know that you guys are professionals at feeling discomfort and understanding that strength and power and growth happens from experiencing discomfort, right? Because working out doesn't necessarily feel good. It should hurt a little bit. It should be uncomfortable, right? Just like putting yourself out there and being visible and taking steps in that direction. And it takes time as well. So it takes putting in the reps. It takes getting in the gym. It takes consistency in eating properly for a consistent amount of time. And that's exactly what this is. You guys know very well that when you put the work in, when you're able to be uncomfortable and consistently stick with the commitments that you make with yourself, whether they be uncomfortable or fun, because sometimes it can be fun. Let's be real. It can be fun. I love working out. It's fun. I also love pitching the media and I love doing interviews sometimes, but sometimes it's freaking scary. But when you consistently stick with those commitments that you make to yourself, that is where growth happens. And at the end of the day, at the end of the year, when you've put in that work and you see the results in the mirror, or when you see those results in your media reel that you've created with you on all the different shows and all the different publications, and you put that time in, it is going to be the gift that keeps on giving for your business, because you can use those logos forever. Just what Vince said, you can use those TV clips forever. The TV clips of me on doing fitness stuff I still use, even though I don't have a fitness business, I still use them because they're credibility markers and they're just there to get, you can keep on using them forever. It's a $55 bootcamp. Come join us. It's super fun and start taking those steps in the right direction. It's also a great way to connect with other amazing people. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolute no-brainer. Absolutely. So get enrolled, guys. I put a link there in the show notes and all you need to do is sign up. Now this does start live. So you need to do this right now while this is fresh on your mind. Don't put this off. You need this. You want this. So commit to getting yourself enrolled and getting yourself armed to get these key credibility logos and building these relationships with publications. Becoming a published author, like I'm telling you, it will set you apart from your competition, increases so much trust. You will not regret it. And as long as you're in this to win it, to play the long game, this is, again, a step you have to take at some point. So you might as well take it now and get a jump on everybody else who's going to procrastinate, think about it, and stay on the fence, which really doesn't get you too far in life. So, hey, Jen, thanks so much. You're crushing it. I love what you're doing. And it's been a pleasure to work with you as well. Jen, what social media account should they check you out on? Your Instagram, you crush it on Instagram. I love your captions. They're always real and raw. I actually modeled one the other day on what you did with your Clubhouse. I'm like, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to do one like this too.
Good. Yeah. And, I just tell stories. And we talk about that a lot in the bootcamp as well, how to tell stories like that around leveraging your media or just leveraging your posts or whatever. So at Jen_Gottlieb, one N.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, Jen Gottlieb, thank you so much. Are you going to be in Miami? I guess it got pushed a month for the 100 million mastermind.
I just found out this morning it got pushed, but yes, I will be there in April. I was excited to see you in March, but now I guess I have to wait until April, but I will be there.
If I can get into the country, I got to figure out. I can get into the country. I don't know if I can get back into the country without hanging out in a quarantine hotel for 2 weeks. So we have to figure that one out, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and Chris. Will Chris be there too?
No, just me.
Okay, well, either way, that's great. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you too.
All right, Vince, thank you so much. And I'll see you in the bootcamp.
Yes, thanks so much, everybody. We'll see everybody in the bootcamp. Jen, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao, everyone. And that's it for this episode. If you want to hang out with more serious online fitness coaches who are starting, growing, or scaling profitable online fitness businesses, then you're going to want to head on over to vincedelmonte.ca/group, where I do a free weekly training on the smartest and easiest way to build a high ticket fitness empire in less time. This is my free Facebook group, and this is where all the deep dive, amazing, instantly implementable advice gets dropped that you're not going to want to miss. And thank you for listening to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And if you're getting value from this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. And if you'd like to get yourself 3 free samples of the world's only all-day energy pre-workout preload, leave a review on iTunes, screenshot it, and send it to my blue verified account on Instagram. All you got to do is go to @VinceDelMonte, send it on over. We'll get your address and we'll ship 3 free samples to your front door to give you all day energy, just as a little token of my appreciation for supporting the show and getting the word out there. We'll see you next time.